Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It's always interesting to hear an artist's sound evolve over time, particularly one who got started as young as Jessica Lee Mayfield did. After touring in a bluegrass band with her family as a kid, Jessica caught the ear of the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach, who produced her first two full-length albums, both of which fell firmly into alt-country territory. But her latest release is a step away, and a step toward guitar-heavy alternative rock. The new album is called Make My Head Sing, and today Jessica Lee Mayfield is here with her band to play some of it for us live in the studio. This first song is called No Fun. It's Jessica Lee Mayfield live on Soundcheck. Is Jessica Lee Mayfield live on Soundcheck with a song called No Fun that appears on her latest album called Make My Head Sing. And you heard Jessica singing and playing the guitar, Jesse Newport playing the bass, and Matt Martin behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Jessica Lee Mayfield is my guest, and this is a big change, Jessica, from what you've done before. I mean, people who've heard you on Prairie Home Companion, for example, or heard the first two records might be thinking, wow, is this even the same person? Is this sound, has this been kind of percolating for a while?
You know, it's, I feel like a lot of people that are fans of my music aren't, that are like actually the real actual fans aren't surprise. And like you're saying, maybe the people that may have caught me perchance on Prairie Home Companion,
right,
when they were watching to see, listening to see Ricky Skaggs or whatever, they're like, well, this is different. But I think, you know, the thing that is consistent is the songwriting, and that it is in fact, you know, me. And I don't know. And I feel like a lot of, it's weird, like when the last record came out, everybody was like, oh, this one is so much different from the first one. And I think it's hard for, I guess change is hard for people. And some people go their whole entire life with the same haircut and the same pants that they bought in 1995 that still fit.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
No, but I am saying that some people get it, you know, like my husband wore the same pair of Doc Martens from when he was 15 until this past year, and I got him a new pair because they were blown out.
That would be bass player Jesse
over Jesse there. Yeah, Jesse Newport, who's here. But, you know, but there comes a, I guess for me, I've always been just open to everything, mm-hmm, musically and all aspects of life.
Well, now, you said the thing that ties all the records together is the songwriting. If it's just you and an acoustic guitar, everyone says, oh, you know, she's writing about herself. Once you've, like, drenched the voice in reverb and there's, like, you know, a storm of electric guitar noise behind it, people tend not to think that way so much about it. But are these songs, you know, kind of personal and autobiographical the way they would be if it was just you and a six-string acoustic?
Well, I've never been able to write a song that isn't completely literal, you know, a lot of ways.
Really?
It's like that either things that are happening to me or to people immediately around me, you know, it's almost to the point to where I'll write a song and I'll be like, I can't, you know, I can't say that, or I can't, you know, like if I play this song, what if this person comes to the show tonight and then they are going to find out about this thing? And it's like, you know, it's almost like it gets a little, it's hard because that's the way that I get stuff out.
So things that you can't even really talk about, you can sing
absolutely
about.
Absolutely. Especially if I can't talk about something, then there's going to be five songs about it. About that big secret I can't talk about.
Right, right. Well, I suppose that could be useful in a way.
Oh, yeah.
There's a kind of, you know, people have noticed a kind of a grungy 90s alternative sound to this new record. Is that, I mean, you were a little kid in the 90s when this was kind of, you're born in what, 89?
Uh-huh.
So when did you come to this music?
I probably started, I would say when I was about 11 and 12 was when I got real into, you know, all the grunge music. Mm-hmm.
And was that through,
as you kids are calling it.
Now, is David, your brother, older?
Yeah, he hates that stuff.
Oh, really?
So yeah, you no, didn't he's a get, bluegrasser
you,
guy.
You didn't get it into him?
No,
get
I got it,
him.
Through the television set. Okay. They used to show music videos on this TV channel called MTV.
Oh, yeah.
And also there's this one called VH1, and they also, and I mean, you would turn it on, and there would just be music videos all day long, and there was still, you know, and I got to see every video for every band that I like, you know, and then Nirvana videos and Metallica videos. And
how was this received at home? Because as you've already mentioned, you grew up in a bluegrass family. Your brother David, both of your parents, they still tour. They still play.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess when I was a kid, there was a slight bit of reluctancy to my musical choices. Just mainly Metallica was the big one that my family was really, really was worried about. But mm-hmm. then they kind of, you know, they've always, my parents have always treated me as an equal ever since I was a child. And we all worked together
mm-hmm.
and we played music together and, you know, to support the family. And everybody took care of themselves. It wasn't that kind of mother-father relationship where they, you know, oh, we got to make money and send you off to school. I didn't go to school. I was homeschooled, and we all just worked together to support the family as a whole.
Hmm.
So they've always respected me, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, your parents' website, it's the cutest thing. It's like they they spend...
Oh, no, I don't know if I've seen their website.
They spend a fair amount of time on their website touting their kids. You and your brother David, you know.
My mom and dad are 10 times more tech savvy than I am. Like, they're on the internet all the time. I'm like... Like, I'll call my mom. I'll be like, how are you doing? And she'll be like, did you see the flower garden? And I'll be like, no. And she'll be like, it's on the internet. I'm like, I got to go find a picture. You know, it's like she, like we don't have anything to talk about unless, like, I'm, like, following her on social media.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time having the attention span for that. I forget. I'm like, oh, wait, I have an Instagram. I need to check it this week. It's like a P.O. box.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're obviously doing well with the electronics, you know, the foot pedals and all the gear that comes with playing an electric guitar.
All my guitar pedals from the 80s.
Well, let's put them back to work. You want to do a song called Pure Stuff?
Let's make it happen.
All right. We're speaking with Jessica Lee Mayfield. Her latest album is called Make My Head Sing, and it has made some people's heads spin who are familiar with some of Jessica's more alt-country, some more roots-flavored music in the past, but this album definitely plugged in, and once again featuring Jesse Newport on bass and Matt Martin on drums, here's a song called Pure Stuff, played live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is Jessica Lee Mayfield and Pure Stuff live in the Soundcheck studio. Jessica singing and playing guitar, Jesse Newport on bass, Matt Martin on drums. That song appears on Jessica's latest album called Make My Head Sing. She and the boys are playing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear another song. This one's called I Wanna Love You. Once again, Jessica Lee Mayfield, live on Soundcheck, and that song's called I Wanna Love You. Jessica singing and playing guitar, Jesse Newport on bass, Matt Martin behind the drum kit, and that too appears on Jessica's latest album called Make My Head Sing. She's with us here in the Soundcheck studio today, and as we heard a couple of minutes ago, Jessica, I have joined the chorus of people saying, this sounds like the 90s, you know, alternative rock, but... what about the 70s? Because the beginning of that song, I Want to Love You, reminds me of the opening of Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue
Oyster
Cult. Yeah, I heard
that one. That was not intentional. If anything, I was like, oh, shit, I hope I'm not, like, ripping off somebody else, you know?
Well, you know, I mean...
I can't say that word on the radio, can I?
You can say it on the internet. Okay. On the radio, that'll be a bleep.
On the internet radio.
Right. but... you know, and then there's the song that we began with today. We heard a little bit of Do I Have the Time. There's a Brian Eno song called Third Uncle, which also is that two-chord kind of rocking back and forth between two chords. So, you know...
Is that the 70s music
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, also 70s. So, I mean, is it just a matter of, you know, you fool around on the guitar long enough and you find, you know, A minor, G, F. You know, it's a kind of natural chord progression.
You know, that's, I guess, I mean, there are... I'm just making sounds with, you know, and it's probably a lot to do with, you know, my amp is older than I am, and my pedals are older than I, a lot of them are older than I am, and so there are probably some, I'm probably working with some pretty retro sounds, but I'm creating, you know, I'm working with some sounds that I really admire, and sounds that, like, are, you know, that just make me tingly and... You know,
so
I feel like I need to change my pants kind of sounds. When I, you know, like when music that I like, it's like, you know, I realized a lot of it was the tones.
Right. The sound, the grit in the sound.
Yeah. And like you know, Course, for instance, is like my favorite sound ever. I mean, I think that's the story with a lot of musicians is I don't feel like I have a lot of friends, and I feel like my best friends are, you know, my little pedals and
your
my amp and
boxes.
My guitars.
Yeah.
And, you know, because when I'm at home, it's like that's where I'm, you know, putting my time and my energy and my love.
I hope there's a little left over for Jesse, your
husband
slash bass player.
Well, the love, he gets off. Well, when I've completely worn him out and he wants nothing to do with me and he says, get off of me, leave me alone for a little bit. Then I go play guitar for hours.
Make My Head Sing is the result. Jessica Lee Mayfield with us here on Soundcheck. Now, Jessica, we've been asking people, what's your ultimate summer song? The song that just for you reeks of summer and brings back memories of summer.
Well, there are two. It's like it's weird, you know. You listen to like music, and it takes you back to a certain time. And I always have this. This memory of listening to Soundgarden while riding my bike around, and probably a record I wasn't supposed to be listening to, but the jam that always kind of brings me back to being like, you know, a little kid riding my bike around would probably be Big Dumb Sex. Can't play that on the radio. Can't even listen to that. Probably can't even talk about that song on the radio.
I think you just did.
And another one probably would be for me is just, you know, anything off of like... Elliot Smith. It's like different stages. Like summer 2005 when I was like a teenager when I was 15 would be like Elliot Smith's first self-titled record.
Wow.
Whole album. Different. I'm a really nostalgic person. This could go on forever, so just pick that one.
Elliot Smith. All right, that's a good choice. Jessica Lee Mayfield. The album is called Make My Head Sing. It is out now. It's been great fun having you and the band here with us. Thanks very much.
We had a really good time. Thanks for having us.
Your hand on his arm, a stacked charm around your neck, strung out and thin. Calling some friend, trying to cash some check. He's acting dumb, that's what you've come to expect. Needle in the hay.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.